And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Well, unfortunately, my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, is a little under the weather and won't be joining us today. For the second and third segment of the program, there will be a rebroadcast of a previous show with me and Butch. But the first program, we are live. We have our regularly scheduled guest, Wendy Wilson, joining us from Apothecary Herbs. And so what I want us all to do is to let's just pray for a speedy recovery for Butch and his family so he can return and we can get them all fired up and laughing once again. So today is January 13th, 2021. And so let's get started right away so we can have the opportunity to see what Wendy Wilson is going to tell us I guess about how to stay healthy, as she always does. And again, folks, we are a live broadcast for the first segment of the program today. It is January 13th, 2021. And I guess right now, it's the S&P. Well, I guess they're voting in there in Washington right now about impeaching President Trump, which is just that's another day. That's another. It's not another day, but we can't do it on today's program. Gold today, I can talk about that. A little pressure down $7.20 today at $1,840. The silver was at $25.31, down 36 cents. Platinum was up $23 at $1,101. Palladium was down $2 at $2,432. The USDX today was up 0.31 at 90.38. Crude oil, that was down 26 at 52.95. It really is. Everything is up, some's down. The NASDAQ was up 61 points today, 13,123. The Dow is, it's fluctuating right at the break-even point. Right now, we're looking down 8 points at 31,060. The S&P was up 8 at 3,809. The 10-year yield was down a little bit, 0.05 at 1.09%. And Japan was up strong, over 1%. Everything else was very kind of like our market, just doesn't know what direction it wants to go in. So it's fighting something out there, and it seems like everybody is fighting something. But we're not going to fight with Wendy Wilson because she brings us too much great information from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Sorry to hear about Pastor Butch. We'll be lifting up a prayer for him soon here.
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
I thought we've talked about the over 20 therapeutics they have already approved by the FDA that will be beneficial for treating COVID, but doctors aren't using them. We've talked about the FDA's working list on the Pfizer biotech COVID vaccine, but now we're going to talk about what is coming out on the Moderna COVID vaccine. So we'll see. You could actually see the difference in the two vaccines a little bit. So a lot of information is trickling in on the Moderna COVID vaccine, and we've gotten kind of bad news on the Pfizer vaccine from both the FDA and the CDC. But info on Moderna, the COVID vaccine, has been kind of on the sketchy side. But Pfizer, their vaccine, they partnered with Oxford AstraZeneca to, make their COVID vaccine, and then Moderna COVID vaccine is manufactured by a company. I wanted to see if this is familiar to you. It's by Calilent. I've never heard of this company, but it's one of the biggest drug companies that people never hear about. Have you ever heard about them? Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel confident about.
Yeah. Well, they have dozens of factories worldwide making over 70 billion drug doses per year. So Calilent, their main facility is located in Indiana, but the vaccine was crafted or designed in Massachusetts. So the company released their vaccine November 2020. They said it's 94% effective against COVID. And of course, we've been told that the vaccine is given in a series of shots and supposedly offers a few months protection from COVID virus. So Moderna vaccine is a biotechnology product. They call it mRNA 1273. So let's look at this biotech hub, because the main reason the Moderna vaccine is being made in Boston and Cambridge areas is that it's right in the middle of the biotechnology hub. So more than 400 flagship industries are there, not to mention hospitals and universities. So the Moderna COVID vaccine is somewhat similar to Pfizer's COVID vaccine in that it is a messenger RNA vaccine that's encasing the coronavirus genetic code in some fatty particles or proteins. Now, funding for the Moderna vaccine came from the United States and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Production of the Moderna COVID vaccine was reached... it has reached a few million doses, but they're short of their 200 million dose promised delivery. Now, here's a quote from Mark Caswell. He's head engineer at Lonza's Portsmouth facility. He said, "This facility at Lonza's developed the vaccine in light speed, and I would argue nobody's ever done that fast." So this is kind of a new ground they're breaking in vaccine development and production. So after Moderna was said to have over a 90% effective rating by the drug manufacturer, they applied for their FDA's emergency approval. They reported that also that some patients contracted COVID even after they were vaccinated, but they didn't suffer severe symptoms. So I'm saying to myself, well, why are they getting vaccinated if you still contract COVID? Or is the vaccine giving you COVID? There's two good questions there. Therefore, the vaccine's effective rating, I think, is in question, and the FDA does not do any hands-on testing on any of these drugs. They rely on the drug manufacturer to supply that information for their approval. Now, both Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine and the Moderna COVID vaccine claim to be in that 90th percentile effectiveness rating, and both received emergency approval from the FDA to manufacture and distribute the vaccines. However, vaccines differ in regards to storage needs affecting transportation. Let's see if you can pick up on this, Mel. The Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Do you know why that is?
I think we talked about it before, but...
Yep. Well, it suggests there's nanotechnology in the vaccine to be stored that cold. So when the vaccine is thawed out for use, it only has a five-day shelf life. The Moderna vaccine has to be stored at 20 degrees Celsius, slightly cooler than your typical freezer. So the Moderna vaccine has a shelf life of 30 days. So the COVID vaccine drug companies, in order to mass produce the vaccine in record numbers for the world to use, after they developed them, they had to contract the manufacturing of the vaccine and mass produce it. They contracted with third-party laboratory technology companies to handle the industrial production of this, which is unprecedented in a fast time frame. So they're outsourcing the serums. They design them, but then they're outsourcing the manufacturing part of them. So in our modern age of vaccine production, the drug companies that design the serum hire the smaller and primarily unknown manufacturers to produce the vaccine. Here's a quote from Jer Brody. He's executive vice president at BioPharma Production. He said, "Drug companies are forced to rely on outside manufacturers worldwide because of their new RNA vaccine technology that has never been used in an industrial scale before. Ramping up the production on vaccines will produce over a billion vials of vaccines, and there are over a dozen third-party manufacturers making the finished product." Well, who's going to be accountable then for these things?
I know, just the how quickly this is all being done. That's well, I'm not going to be the first in line. I'll be the last.
Well, here's what Stefan Brasil, he's the CEO of Moderna. He says none of us were ready to manufacture genetic medicines or vaccines for a billion people. So this is just all a big experiment learning curve, and this is what the FDA is saying. The FDA is saying about the Moderna COVID vaccine is they had approximately 30,000 participants that were in the human trials for this vaccine around December, and they said is insufficient information from the FDA on the vaccine compared to the Pfizer COVID vaccine. So as the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine seemed also to be listing in their side effects list, there's death. Okay, we mentioned that on the Pfizer list, halfway down the list of side effects was death. Well, they had people die during the Moderna trials, and you didn't hear about that, did you?
Mm-mm. No, we did.
So here's what the FDA said. There is currently insufficient data to make conclusions about the safety of the vaccine in subpopulations like children less than 18 years of age and pregnant and lactating individuals and anybody with the immunocompromised systems. Now, I will say in their report, they did mention some people that got the COVID and had some reactions, but they also had those same reactions when they got their flu shots. So doctors are telling patients, don't get the COVID vaccine. Because there's anaphylactic shock going on in these vaccines, and that has to be treated right away. Now, with the Pfizer, we mentioned anaphylactic shock happened within about 15, on the average, 15 minutes, and you have to have an epinephrine vaccine shot standing by so that people don't die.
But what I don't understand, and does this, from various manufacturers, from generic drugs to, you know, shouldn't they all be the same? I mean, why wouldn't they all have the same ingredients
right.
if you're there trying to fight the same?
They're not. That's what I'm saying. A lot of serums aren't the same. Even today when you get your
But my point is how can you think that they would be all the same if they're fighting the same disease?
Right. Yeah, well, they're not quite the same. So throughout the safety follow-up period, there were reports with the Moderna vaccine of people suffering from Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is paralysis of the face, okay? And they had, in December, around December 3rd, they reported there were 13 deaths in the study. All right, so here are some of the side effects on Moderna. Other than the flu-like symptoms and the risk of death from it, the most common serious adverse events reported regarding Moderna vaccine group were higher than the placebo group. So heart attack was listed, inflamed gallbladder, and kidney stones. So it appears your COVID vaccine seemed to affect the heart, renal areas, and the blood and nervous system. Other serious adverse events stated as uncommon for the vaccine were rheumatoid arthritis, shortness of breath, nervous system damage that regulates your voluntary functions like heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and sweating, vascular disorders, infections, and infestations, but they didn't elaborate on what those were, respiratory disorders, and nervous system disorders. So the FDA put this out February 17th on Moderna. They said the FDA conducted standard MEDRA queries, SMQs, using FDA-developed software to evaluate for clusters of unsolicited adverse events with the onset following the first dose. The SMQs conducted represented various conditions such as neurologic, inflammatory, and autoimmune disorders. So the average person saying, well, what the heck is an MEDRA and an SMQ? Well, it's standard code data within the drug safety realm that's developed by drug companies. So why do they code it all? Well, that's a good question, but why is anything coded? It's to keep data out of the wrong hands or from unwanted exposure. So the SMQs are really tools used to retrieve the data with regard to the drug safety issue. So one Q exposed a specific adverse event that was a clinical safety set issue, and that was November 25th. With a small subgroup of the participants, they developed the Bell's palsy facial paralysis. Now, at first, the group was thought to have suffered a stroke, so they were all hospitalized and treated for stroke. But this event occurred between the 22nd to 28 days after they got the vaccine. So the FDA determined that this event cannot be ruled out, and the FDA is recommending surveillance of these cases related to this vaccine. And the FDA did report, they stated there were no reports of neurological inflammation or thrombotic events that were often seen with the Pfizer vaccines, because they were blood clots and stuff like that and heart attacks. So they also included a statement that six vaccine deaths occurred with two participants being 75 years of age or older, but they had pre-existing cardiac disease. So they had heart attacks within 21 days of getting the vaccine and they died. Others who died in the trial, they were dead at their homes, and their deaths are still under investigation.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's quite possible that the vaccine toxins tend to exacerbate maybe a pre-existing condition you know, causing, you know, premature death. And here's the thing, though. These vaccines have just been approved to roll out for, you know, first responders, you know, people that are healthy, you know, doctors and nurses, people, they're getting the shots. And then it's later on, the FDA is going to roll this out for the average Joe out there. So I'm saying to myself, okay, if you have pre-existing health conditions, how many people are going to die getting these vaccines? Since they did die in the trial. Anyway, there's also a notation that a 29-year-old participant that got cosmetic facial filler injections had a reaction to the vaccine 2 days afterward, and the participant reported having the same reaction when she got her influenza vaccine. So we have one of these large ongoing vaccine studies here in the history of man. That's what we have. And if data is reported and collected appropriately to the vaccine reporting network, we're going to see probably reports of more events and even deaths, I think. The FDA also says that it has not independently verified the completed safety data from the primary analysis on Moderna, aside from all the new deaths, which I thought was an interesting description, including those reported through December 3rd. So they had deaths before, and now they have deaths after. And the SEAs, or the events, they said, however, new safety concerns have all been identified, and the rates and types of solicited adverse reactions and unsolicited events are unlikely to change significantly as the weeks follow. So they think they've, you know, worked it out. They've shaked it all out, what they can expect from this vaccine. They don't expect anything else other than, you know, facial paralysis and, I guess, occasional death. But and some of the other side effects I mentioned affecting kidneys, renal disease, and joints and arthritis. And so, and you may be asking, well, what can we expect in the future? Well, according to Stefan Blancel, CEO of Moderna, he says biotech companies are developing new delivery technology in the areas of cardiology and a broad range of diseases. They have 20 different cell types that the industry can use to make and RNA delivery technology, and they're going to develop such treatments based on organ system and cell type. So vaccines are going to be probably competing with prescription drug therapeutics in a big way. He goes on to say, once you have the delivery vehicle, then you can do lots of different drugs because RNA is coded information. So if you'll remember, coded information controls your system. I gotta go.
Yeah, give us your contact information, and those little pups in the background sound really feisty.
I'm sorry about
what's
that.
No, I think it's great. It was wonderful. What's your number?
866-229-3663 and thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Wendy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. The program will be right back. Everybody wants to.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's the more things change, the more they stay the same, I think. But we'll see. And but it's a great time to be buying your gold and silver. And
yes, it is.
It is. We got 2021s coming out. They'll be shipping pretty soon. And same way with Gold Eagles 2021. And so it's going to be a wild and rough year. So don't get caught up in it. Be prepared and give us a call.
At 800-375-4188. I'll just finish that for you. That's, folks,
well, thank
don't
you.
Put it off.
You were
You're
paying
welcome.
Attention this time.
I'm
you were
paying attention.
I was testing you.
Oh, okay. Well, I passed that one. All right. But anyway, folks, do call her. At least talk to her and see what you can do, please. But I have got a product here, Melody. I think you should add your lineup. I think I'm going to put it in stock here in our ministry. Now, this is no joke. This is for real. This is my catalog. The gentleman who sent me his donation today sent me a picture of a catalog. It's called a Social Distance Zapper. Now, it's only $12.95. Some people just don't take a hint. If you anger eyes over your well-secured mask isn't enough to get you to the safe space you deserve, here's a way to prod people into making better choices. A 4.5-volt charged zapper delivers a light, harmless jolt. Batteries not included. Rubber handle with recommended six foot of each. So it's 6 foot long, including your arm. So no $12.95. So folks, there you go. I have to get those in stock and call decision right away. It's a zapper to keep people in their distance. To get too close, zap them. And I'm sure they're going to love it and probably give you a kiss for it. I mean, this is for real product. And the number to order, the part number is CAN572. That's the part number, $12.95 for a social distance zapper. Melody, I think you should add those to the lineup.
Okay.
So there
I
you
want
go.
10.
All right.
Christmas is over, but it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, it's going. You might need even more under Biden. There's no doubt about it. We're going to need even more under Biden because there's going to be a lot of things going to change, folks. I promise you that's true. But I do want to read a statement here that I remember hearing. I was 11 years old the month of September, 1959. Turned 11 on September 7th. And in September 29, 1959, a guy named Nikita Khrushchev made a statement. Now, I remember saying this on TV. And no one, at least I was just a young and I had no idea, but no one seemed to pay attention to it or they ignored it. This is what he said. Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find you already have communism. And folks, they have done that so successfully. My gosh, think back over the last 50 years, let's say 60 years longer. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like an overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. Now, that's what he said September 29th, 1959. Of course, the eight levels that lead to that is universal health care, causing poverty to increase in national debt is unsustainable. These are all things that they have mentioned that are things that will work. We'll increase welfare, take over all religions so you can teach your children what you want them to believe, remove any faith in God out of the public system as much as possible, and of course class warfare. And boy, have they done that in the last few years. Divide the people, the wealthy and the poor, and different races, divide them up and cause problems. And they've done that so effectively, have they not, Melody?
They certainly have.
You know, and but for him to say this, this has been 60 years ago since he said this. Actually, 62 years ago, almost. And I know he man when the prophet, but he as far as being a Christian prophet, he certainly knew what was going down. He eased it in on America. Of course, this started with Roosevelt and the Social Security, and went on from there. But folks, the word Social Security, socialism security, is what it boils down to. You say, "Well, it's my money." No. Now that is, they take the money, spend on something else. You get money for the next generation up. That's how it's worked for all these years. So it is what it is. That's what he said. It says going to happen, and it happened. But on the bright side, Melody, Elon Musk just became the richest person in the world. Aren't you excited about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's worth $185 billion with government
with
help,
government.
Of course.
That's with
our help.
That's right.
We funded it.
Taxpayer, yep.
We fund this. Musk's wealth surge over the past year marks the fastest rise to the top of the rich list in history, the report said. I am so tickled for Elon Musk. I mean, I'm glad I could afford to help him get over the top. I mean, that's how it should work. They should make all the money they can. Any comments on that, Melody?
I
had to share that.
I don't have a problem making people money.
No,
I mean, if they park,
no. You
know, and so forth and whatnot. But hey, they get government contracts. We pay for it. They don't pay a dime in taxes, and they don't give any. What do they give back to this nation? They give absolutely nothing. They strip it. They strip the citizens of this nation. Well, they provide jobs here and there. Yeah, that's all. They get away with no taxes. They are given property around this country so they can, you know, build their plants at no cost to them whatsoever. Well, maybe some cost, but, you know, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration. But still, the richest man in the world. What does he do to give back? You know, you look at these Zuckerbergs, you know, no one, and I get it. The argument was, well, these are corporations, they can do whatever they want. But, I mean, to poll the President of the United States, Twitter account, close it, and Facebook and everything else?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree, and I don't agree with what he said in order to help with the, you know, to get people all fired up. I don't agree with that at all. But to me, it shows the rest of the world. I mean, if you were going to strike this nation, now would probably be a pretty good time. I mean, it shows how weak we are. And we're
how one side has become, Melody. It's become very one-sided.
It really has. I mean, we're just not talking double standards here. We're talking about quadruple standards here.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. And it's nothing new. It's just our emotions, I think. And they're taking more advantage today than they've ever had. They're spitting in our face.
Yes.
Without talking. They're just accusing. And again, yeah, I'm not happy. I mean, I think what went on was, but there was good men, women, peaceful protesting. I believe, Butch, that was set up. And you can't blame it all on somebody else. You know, everybody was at fault. But there was reasons why the police weren't there. I was reading that they kept asking for, was it Maryland? They kept wanting to send help, police.
Yep, yep.
They kept being turned down. Nope, we don't need you. Nope, we don't need you. And so, I don't know. We'll never know the truth. Very little
they'll
of it.
They'll make us think we do, because they keep pounding their head what happened was a lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll lie to us.
Yep.
But if you said on CBS or NBC or any of the rest of them, most people will say, well, that has to be the truth, because they said so.
Yeah.
That's the downfall of our country.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't even watch most of the news this week. was after the 6th, it was just so bad. So bad.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And then the video of the young lady being shot, I've seen that in real life. You don't want to see that in real life. There's nothing glorious about it. And I'm not saying that in some cases it isn't necessary, but this case wasn't necessary at all. There's nothing glorious and romantic about war or killing at all. None. Zip. Zilch. Even the reason is solid and moral is still not a pleasant thing to witness. And so please don't think that that's a benign, sterile atmosphere when somebody has to be shot and taken down. It's not. No way. But anyway, I'll get into that. Bring back things I don't even want to talk about. But it's, folks, this is serious. It is. And now, thank Melody, this next article, I want your opinion on. The Great Reset is here. And what a time to really do some of these things they've been talking about doing for the last, 30, 40 years or longer? Would you agree?
Go on, and then I'll give you mine.
Well, okay. 2020 has been one of the strangest years in American history, from the sham presidential impeachment, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economy-destroying national lockdown, to widespread hysterical demands to defund the police, while Marxist mob burn and loot American cities, to big tech scandalously suppressing journalism it doesn't like, to big media openly siding with the senile and corrupt Joe Biden while portraying President Donald Trump as a mentally ill white supremacist dictator, to November's breathtakingly rigged election like the most crooked and corrupt in U.S. history. And then between these wall-to-wall crises, blue state mayors and governors still found time to close churches while keeping strip clubs open, destroy as many small businesses as possible, encouraging the rioting, and threaten law-abiding citizens with unrest and imprisonment for having too many people in their home for Thanksgiving. The widespread anxiety, confusion, distress, and most of all, anger and fear resulting from these developments all but guarantees ongoing division and violence throughout America, if not outright civil war. But apparently that's not enough for today's arrogant leader class. Right now, under the undercover COVID pandemic, global elites, including right here in America, are actively engaging in ushering in a completely new world system they call the Great Reset. That doesn't just mean financial mail. That means the Great Reset, a socialized system worldwide. That is leaning, I think, more in that direction than anything else. I mean, we're seeing that worldwide now. But, of course, it's going to hurt financially. But it's more to it than just the financial part, if you follow what I'm saying.
I do.
Control, and money, and take away people's wealth. That's, folks, why she's trying to help you get set for what's coming, because it is coming. It is coming. And I don't see it being stopped. I wish I could say, there's a fifth chance it's going to turn around. I don't see it. I mean, I'm not a trumpeter, but Trump has done really dirty people in the election. He was really cheated big time in the election. Whether you agree with him or not, the man was taken down by fraud, and nothing is going to be done about it. Obviously, that's true. I don't see it changing. I hear people talking today on other broadcasts, Trump's got this up his sleeve, and some generals agree with him, and he's going to turn around. No, I don't think so. We got, 13 days to inauguration? So, no, folks, I don't see it happening.
The only thing that he can do, as I said in the beginning, would be war. He doesn't have anything up his sleeve. I mean, what else could he do? Nothing.
Well, it's not pleasant to think about either way. It isn't. To have a nation that allows this type of shenanigans to go on and get by with it. If this went right out in the open, some people being arrested and put in prison for it, even the insanity of it could have been overlooked, and we could have straightened it up. But Melody, they get by with this, blatantly get by with it. So what hope is there for the next election and the next in the future of this country for our children? What hope is left when we can't even hold an honest election? How do you change? How do you get corrupt people out of office if you can't vote them out? So that's where we are. This is America today. We don't like it, but we're not. It's true. It is really true. This is America today, 2021. Your vote does not count.
And you know what? I talk about how weak we seem to the rest of the world. You actually have Pelosi called the Pentagon's top general yesterday and urged him to add precautions to stop what she called an unhinged President Trump from using the nuclear codes. How the heck does that sound to the rest of the world? We have a president that can't use the nuclear codes? General Mark Milley or Milley? She called to the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Mark Milley. I mean, are you kidding me?
Nancy Pelosi is a loudmouthed loose cannon. An insane individual. Has no reasoning ability left in her mind to know right from wrong and good from evil. Now, that's just the way it is. She's not by herself, but she has a voice in the House.
She does.
And she does. And she's destroying more of this nation's, moral fiber than anybody that's ever been Speaker of the House, in the sense that she's divided the nation on purpose.
Well, what is also interesting about this, when you think about it, that she wants precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. Now, my question is, what does she know that we don't know? Are we closer? Is she fearing? Does she have information? Now, I'm just speculating, but that's a pretty drastic step to take, considering he only has 12 days. And, you know, I mean, he's got everybody and everyone watching him and so forth. So why is all of a sudden she concerned about ordering a nuclear strike?
I don't know.
Do you get my drift?
I do.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I really do. It's kind of scary, but you can't trust him for good morning. You don't know what they know and don't know. And if they did say how do you know they're not lying to us?
But I also know there are things building up around this world. And what's interesting, I heard someone talk about Iran today. And it really does make sense. He says, you're not going to get anything. Iran's not going to do anything prior to this next administration. Iran's got how many days? 12 days, 16 days, or whatever? Until the new administration, until the 20th, until the new administration begins. And they know, and they want those sanctions off them real bad. And who's the most likely person to stop those sanctions against Iran and go back to the Iranian deal that they had? And of course, that's Biden.
Of course.
And that was my one problem that I had with Trump. He pulled us out of that Iranian deal. He didn't do anything to keep the next administration Democrat coming in and reigniting it. Right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a mess.
Well, it is a mess. Well, you can look forward now, I think, very soon to $15 minimum wage. Very soon. They said this is a $15 federal minimum wage edged closer after Democrats won the two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia, according to NBC's new projections. Such a pay boost would more than double the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, but likely face resistance from some Republicans and business groups. The Republicans are powerless. Forget it, folks. They can holler and squall, nothing's going to happen. $7.25 doubled the $15 an hour. It's going to put a lot of small businesses out of business or cost a lot of jobs because they can't afford to pay it. Now, that's just the way it is. Minimum wage doesn't work because it cuts back on jobs and people's hours at work. And Melody, I don't know why people can't see that. You know, one time, I have to admit, when I was younger, I was all for the minimum wage boost. I thought, man, that really benefits me and everybody else that's working. But it actually hurt us, didn't it? It caused inflation, caused more layoffs, and less hours. Any comments on that?
No, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, you know what? There's other ways to bring up wages. But that's also inflationary.
Of course it is.
So, but yeah, I mean, people just don't absorb this and expect to pay these increases. These businessmen think they're going to pay it out of their pockets. And you know what? And the people that it really hurts is your mom and pop shops.
Yep.
Your little local stores that have been just literally destroyed this past year. So when you have all these restaurants, thousands and thousands of people that are going to be unemployed because their employer is filing bankruptcy and shutting their doors, you're going to force other people to increase wages?
Well, I remember.
And that's
when
But then you're going to have an overabundance of employees. So, I don't know.
But when I got married back in 1971, Mel, that's hard to believe, isn't it? I got married on November 20th, 1971. Minimum wage was $1.80 an hour. Not bad. I made $2 an hour, worked at a sawmill. And a gallon of milk was 48 cents. Now the minimum wage is, was just say $8 average. And a gallon of milk is $4. How much did we gain to increase minimum wage? Mm-hmm. From 48 cents to $4, that's a lot higher increase percentage-wise than it is from $1.80 to $8. Would you agree?
I agree.
So what are we gaining by doing that? Folks, we got to stop and think. But now that the bull's loose in the China shop, how are we going to stop it? With the socialists and communists controlling all three houses, how are you going to stop it? We're going to see more attacks on the finances. We're going to see more attacks on our guns. We're going to see attacks on all of our freedoms taken up very quickly. And I promise you this, on the conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, the attacks are going to increase tremendously. I promise you that. You know, by the way, what's going on refund, the bailout money, $600 that everybody's supposed to get. Have you heard anything about that? Are people getting it? I haven't heard anybody got it yet. Maybe they have, but you know if anybody's got it?
Yeah, some got it. Some's going into wrong account. Some's going here. Some can't get it. So it's just another mess up, that another federal program that they can't work properly. But
well,
I don't know why the first one's
taken.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The first one wasn't that, you know, they got it out, but they still had issues and so forth. But you think they'd have it worked out properly now, but
Well, scammers have taken $36 billion in fraudulent unemployment payments from American workers. So it's out. But it's $36 billion being scammed off from the different people at different places. I'm sure somebody got it. I don't know if anybody in my area got it. Nobody said anything to me. It's none of my business. I didn't get it. So maybe somebody else did. I don't know how they even planned it this time. I know there are different stipulations for you get it this time. I don't know how that even works. I didn't look into it. But it is just every time something like this happened, there's always rip-offs. You know that, and scammers. And the $36 billion is a chunk of change to get ripped off on $900 billion. But that's what's happened. So I just thought to ask you what's become of that, because I haven't heard anything about it.
No, people are getting it. Now they're focused on the 2000. And your senator, what's his name?
Manchin.
Manchin. He's not for it. He's not for the 2000 additional stimulus. You know, he's more concerned about getting everybody vaccinated. He says that's the priority, not the $2,000. You get everybody vaccinated, they can go back to work. They don't need the $2,000. So that's what he's saying.
Well, you know, Manchin was governor in this state for two terms. And I met with him in person in his office twice on different issues. And he was a so-so governor. He would be pretty much right on one issue and then go crop deep in the other issue. He's unstable, about all politicians are, obviously. That you can't trust him. So I don't know what to say about Manchin on that. I mean, he's coming from West Virginia, where was probably one of the strongest gun rights states in the nation. Well, we don't need permits here to carry anything, anytime, concealed or unconcealed. But he went to D.C., said he wanted to cut back on magazine restrictions for guns, different things. So I'm surprised he stayed in office. I really am. So Manchin maybe is right on this. He's right about $2,000. About the COVID vaccine, that's a whole different ballgame, so we'll see.
But we do know what's interesting about that, though, Butch, is that he's bucking Biden.
Yeah, he is. He is.
So that might be a... Although it's not over yet, it's too hard to say whether he'll buck him 100%, but hey, he's going against his leader. So.
And here, I just... Go ahead.
And I know you had one in there about a Civil War woman, but that passed away. But we talked about her yesterday. But
did you?
Tommy Lasorda? Yeah. Do you know Tom? Remember Tom?
I remember him.
Dodgers legend?
Yeah.
He passed away.
Oh, did he? When today?
Yeah. Last night, I guess.
Wow.
He spent an incredible 71 years with the Dodgers organization as one of the most memorable personalities in baseball history. Lasorda's accolades are astounding. He managed the Dodgers for 21 seasons from 1976 to 1996. He won two World Series titles in 1981 and 1988 and has 1,599 career wins as a manager, 22nd all-time. And you know what's interesting? I guess the Dodgers won the last World Series game, and so he was able to... He saw his Dodgers win the World Series for the first time since his win in 1988. So he was 93 years old, and he was a character. And
Yeah, he was.
He was a good guy.
But that's everything I heard about the guy. He was a pretty much straight shooter. But you already covered the lady, the Civil War.
We did yesterday.
That died. Yes. Okay, and I guess you told the story about how she became a Civil War.
We kind of ran out of time when we were doing it. If you'd like to bring that up,
I would like to share it because I thought it was quite remarkable. If you don't mind, I'll read a quick scan because I thought it was interesting. Helen Viola Jackson, 1936, married to James Boland, was unusual to say the least. He was 93 and in declining health, and she was 17 year old schoolgirl.
Oh, wouldn't they scream today?
Oh my gosh, wouldn't they? Boland was also a Civil War veteran who fought for the Union in the border state of Missouri. Jackson was almost certainly the last remaining widow of a Civil War soldier. When she died December 16th in a nursing home in Marshfield, Missouri, she was 101. Several Civil War heritage organizations have recognized Jackson's quiet role in history. One that she hid for all but the final 3 years of her life, said Nicholson Emmon, her pastor and longtime friend. Yet in those final years, Emmon said Jackson embraced the recognition that included a spot on the Missouri Walk of Fame and countless cards and letters from well-wishers. It was sort of a healing process for Helen. That something she thought would be kind of a scarlet letter would be celebrated in latter years. Jackson grew up one of 10 children in the tiny southwestern Missouri town of Nagano near Marshfield. Bolin, a widower who had served as a private in the 14th Missouri Cavalry during the Civil War 7 decades earlier, lived nearby. Jackson's father volunteered his teenage daughter to stop by Bolin's house each day to provide care and help with chores. To pay back her kindness, Bolin offered to marry Jackson, which would allow her to receive his soldier's pension after his death, a compelling offer in the context of the Great Depression. So, I mean, that's why he wouldn't get back for what she'd done for him. And you and I both know there's nothing to be consummated between those two, but it's a way to give back a gift. And whether you agree with it or not, that's what happened. And I thought it was kind of an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 101 years old. So she had a long, rich life. I mean, she really did. And of course, now the rich are expecting Biden's taxes to really hike up on them. Anyone earning more than $400,000 a year said that they're going to be hit very hard on tax hikes under Biden's administration. And of course, the Democratic sweep of the White House, Congress, and all that. Going to put a hurt on a lot of people that maybe have worked hard for the money. Again, you go back to Elon Musk, $187 billion earned mostly from you and I. A lot of these business owners struggle to get where they are, and they're making $400,000 a year. That's nowhere near what Elon Musk makes. And maybe he'll be taxed too at that point. But as you said, they don't pay taxes.
They
have ways around it. But the middle class, again, being hammered again, Melody. No, you say 400,000 is not middle class. It's upper middle class in today's society. It really is. The middle class is being taken down step by step. And would you say middle class today, probably 50,000 up? Would that be middle class?
Poverty is almost 30.
So the middle class at least 50,000, yes.
It would be lower middle class.
So let's say 150,000 middle class then, but they want to tax any more. So the middle class has been taken down step by step. Small business owners who maybe do make $500,000 a year, who work hours and hours to develop their company, the companies and their businesses, their restaurants, whatever, and they work their tails off to get there. Now they're gonna be hammered for their hard work. And what are you gonna do with the money? What are you gonna do with it? They're gonna waste it. What does government always do with money? Whatever it wants, I guess they waste it. Nothing. I mean, don't people? Why can't people see this? And now Kamala Harris goes full Marxist. She said, "Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place." Honey, you're right on the money. All end up broke and in slavery. Senator Kamala Harris of California was heavily criticized for championing a communist ideology Sunday on Twitter. Now she's not banned from Twitter, folks. And remember, the party that effectively supports the nationwide mandated wearing of masks let her own mask slip off with respect to her apparent embrace of Marxist ideologies in a video posted just 2 days before the election. In the video, Harris explained to viewers the difference between equality and equity, and claimed that what's important is that all Americans end up at the same place in life. Melody, that is outright communism. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's right out in the open. There she said it. We all knew it. I mean, it's right out in the open. I mean, of all the candidates that run for Democratic primary, two of the worst ones are chosen to run for office. Harris is almost gone instantly, and here she is, going to be vice president, saying that we all should be equal in life. What's that tell you, Melody?
You know, it's, I get speechless.
Don't
tease me because I'm a female and I'm speechless. But it's, and it really is, it just goes unseen and people just can't grasp the true meaning behind these people. And it's, you know.
You can't grow wealth in a country if you destroy the foundations of those who built the country.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot do it. You keep pulling them back down into where they are equal to everybody. Why should they strive to do better?
Why should they strive to do better?
Exactly. Why should they build businesses? Why should they fight through all the red tape and everything to get a business built up and hire employees? And why should they do it if they're going to be jerked back down into nothing again?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's all right.
We're not even equal when we're in the ground.
No, we're not.
Some of us is going to go one place, and some of us is going to go another place. So we're not even equal in the ground.
That's the most important thing people realize too, folks. Yeah. Seriously, as a pastor, I'll tell you that. But they're undermining the building blocks of this country as far as people that are willing to work to prosper. Now, I didn't say cheat and steal and lie like many of them have, including Biden and the rest of them. I'm saying those who are willing to put in their hours, put in the headaches and the heartaches to build something for their family in the future. And it's ain't tough money because they will make everybody equally poor. I mean, we were told this by other nations over a lot of years that you don't want to socialize your medicine because if you do, you lose the quality of medicine. Folks, they're right. We have lost it. We have. And there's a time zone.
Yeah, it is. 1-800-375-4188. Be safe out there this weekend, and we'll be back Monday. So until then, good night and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.